Welcome to Love in Focus podcast. I'm your host, Rika Lazon, dating coach of CairoDating.com. And today, we're going to discuss...
Welcome back to Love in Focus, the continuing journey. In our previous lesson, we explored the importance of emotional intimacy and how it strengthens the bond between partners. Today, we're going to dive into advanced communication techniques that will help you enhance your connection with your partner. Effective communication is key to maintaining a healthy, thriving relationship. Communication goes beyond just talking and listening. It's about truly understanding and connecting with your partner on a deeper level. In this lesson, we'll cover techniques that will help you communicate more effectively, resolve misunderstandings, and strengthen your relationship. Let's start by understanding why advanced communication techniques are so vital. Effective communication builds trust, reduces conflicts, and ensures both partners feel heard and valued. It's the cornerstone of a strong and resilient relationship. Here are some advanced communication techniques to help you and your partner connect more deeply and communicate more effectively. Strategy number one, reflective listening. Reflective listening is a powerful technique that involves listening to your partner and then reflecting back what they've said in your own words. This not only shows that you're paying attention, but also helps clarify any misunderstandings. Strategy number two, NVC. NVC stands for nonviolent communication, and it's a technique that focuses on expressing your needs and feelings without blame or criticism. It encourages empathy and understanding by focusing on observations, feelings, needs, and requests. The mirroring technique. Now, I've talked about effective mirroring on my blog previously. The mirroring technique involves repeating what your partner says to ensure you've understood that message correctly. It's especially helpful in emotional charged conversations as it helps prevent miscommunication. And if you want some tips on how you can mirror your partner and why that's helpful to you, check out the link above. The I feel technique. Using the I feel technique helps you express your emotions without sounding accusatory. By starting sentences with I feel, you take ownership of your feelings and reduce the chances of your partner becoming defensive. So start every sentence with I feel when you practice this technique. Time out for emotional regulations. Sometimes taking a time out or doing this during a heated conversation can prevent things from escalating. A brief pause allows both partners to cool down, gather their thoughts, and return to the discussion with a clearer perspective. Now let's have a look at a couple who improved their relationship by implementing advanced communication techniques. I'm not saying that you will achieve the same results as they do, but this is just an example to illustrate how it can help people in relationships. Meet Jake and Emily. They used to struggle with misunderstandings and conflicts that often led them feeling frustrated and disconnected. Realizing the importance of effective communication, they decided to work on their communication skills. Jake and Emily started by practicing reflective listening, which helped them better understand each other's perspectives. They also used nonviolent communication to express their needs without blaming or criticizing. Additionally, they found that the I feel technique allowed them to discuss their emotions openly, leading to more empathetic and productive conversations. Over time, these communication techniques transformed their relationship. They felt more connected, understood, and respected by each other, and that conflicts became less frequent and easier to resolve. Jake and Emily's story shows that by practicing reflective listening, using nonviolent communication, employing the mirroring technique, and taking time outs when needed, you can significantly enhance your communication and strengthen your relationship. And just so you know, this is one way to do it, but it's not the end all to be all. It's not the only way. So now it's your turn. Start by reflecting on how you and your partner currently communicate. Then identify areas where you can improve your communication skills. Discuss them with your partner. And then, finally, create a plan to implement advanced communication techniques together. Because it's together that you can move forward, not by doing it yourself and leaving your partners by the sidelines. Thank you for joining us in this lesson on advanced communication techniques. Remember, effective communication is the key to a strong and lasting relationship. Stay tuned for our next lesson, where we'll explore the role of healing and growth after conflict. Don't forget to download the accompanying PDF for this module that you will find in the description below, which includes additional exercises and resources. And if you watch this on YouTube, don't forget to like and subscribe to get notified when I upload new videos here on my YouTube channel. Until next time, keep loving focus and continue building a strong, connected relationship.